we present the 21st episode in the Green Valley Line, a story of a backcountry railroad in the early years of the 20th century. As our last episode drew to a close, we found the young superintendent, Bill Reed, face to face with an impossible problem. Bill has done wonders with the Green Valley Line in the short period of his management, but in spite of increased earnings, in spite of the splendid loyalty of his men, in spite of the fact that from end to end of the line, the Green Valley people are behind him to a man, Bill has to dig up $70,000 in 2 weeks, over and above every possible cent he can command from revenues. If not, the game is up. The splendid fight against the opposition interests is all to no purpose. Can you wonder that, waking or sleeping, Bill hears the pounding theme song, 70,000 or Bust? Above the roar of the railroad traffic, the song of the telegraph key, behind the clamor of the daily routine, and in the silence of the night, there is one insistent refrain, $70,000. Well, here we are back in the superintendent's office. Let's see what's going on.
Holy smoke, $70,000. Where in the name of all this infernal am I going to find it?
That's me. I think you'd better forget it for
forget
a while.
Forget it, yeah. I'm likely to. Say, listen, if I'd known what I was running into that day Spider and I sat by the old water tank the day I first struck Morristown, I'd have...
Sure, I know. You'd have run away.
What?
Oh, I know. I've heard the story before. You'd like to be a tramp and have no responsibilities and so on.
No, it isn't that. You don't understand.
No?
Of course you don't. I don't mind working. I don't mind a reasonable job.
But you don't like the job you've got. I know. That's nothing new.
Well, but why should fate pick on me? Why should I have to carry the whole load? Jumping crocodile. Who do they think I am? I didn't build the Green Valley. Why should I be elected?
Oh, don't ask me. I'm just the girl who works in the office.
Oh, well, and look at Uncle Merrick. He starts talking about raising $1 million, expanding business, running through trains, gets all huffed up about it. Then when I mention this paltry $70,000 I have to dig up out of thin air, he just smiles and says, that's my funeral.
Maybe it is.
Huh? But why should it be? Can you tell me that?
Oh, gracious, what's the good of getting emotional? I've got all this list of company property to copy. You're not making things any easier.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Let's see that list. What's all this? Coal leases, timber holdings, Fortuna mine claims. Say, listen here. You don't mean that the Green Valley owns all that stuff, do you?
Sure. There's a lot of property that my father and Pop Harkness picked up.
And it all belongs to the Green Valley Corporate Holdings?
Certainly.
Gosh, but hold on. I wonder if it's listed as security in that mortgage agreement.
The coal and timber is, but the Fortuna mine is clear. It was under negotiations for sale, and they left it out.
Fortuna mine. You don't mean that's the place where they had Uncle and me the day we were kidnapped?
Yes, that's the property.
And it belongs to the Green Valley?
Absolutely. All taxes paid, no encumbrance.
Well, I'll be darned. I suppose it's no good.
Oh, I believe it's quite valuable property. There was a big firm after it last year, but Father was against it.
You don't say. Now, I wonder who can tell me something about it.
Well, let's see. Hey, try Spider McGee.
Spider? What does he know about mining property?
And just as the last time he worked around here, they had him prospecting around the Fortuna claim. He's an old miner, I believe.
Well, hold on. Let me get to that phone. Hello. Roundhouse? Reed speaking. Find McGee and tell him to chase over here right away. Tell him it's important. Right. About those other properties, coal leases and so on. Know anything about them, Terry?
Oh, not much. There are big coal areas around Carbonville, but they're isolated. Need about 40 miles of branch line building.
Good grief. I wonder why I never heard of that stuff before.
Well, you've only been here a couple of months.
And what about that timber?
Oh, there are four or five big blocks in the mountains back of Colville and Unity. It's isolated, too.
I see. It needs opening up, huh? Yeah, come in. Oh, hello, Spider. Yes, come in.
Did you want to see me, Mr. Reed?
I sure did. What do you know about the Fortuna mine?
Huh? What? Say, I've been over every foot of it. Oh, and she's great.
What do you mean, great?
Huh? Oh, shucks. There's a money-making platform for you. If she was only worked okay.
Uh-huh.
You see, Slim? There's a big... He badly faulted, but she...
Hey, wait. Just a minute. Talk sense, can't you? What do I know about mining? I want to know what they get out of this mine.
Well, I was telling you. She's a tellurite proposition. Sylvanite, mostly, and the main lead...
Oh, for the love of Mike, Spider, cut out the big words.
What
do they get out of this mine? Gold, silver, copper, lead, putty, or what?
Well, ain't I telling you? She's a gold mine.
Oh, a gold mine. Well, jumping dogfish, why don't you say so? You mean we have a gold mine right here close to Morristown?
Sure, that's right, and she's great. You see, all they need to do is to extend that dirt tunnel till they hitch the big diorite dike. Then they drifts east and west.
Yes,
and...
yes. Never mind the technical dope now, Spider. Tell me, how is it they came to stop working that property?
Well, the Green Valley did the development work.
Yeah?
Put in pretty close to 100,000 opening her up.
Well, what happened?
Well, then they started digging with the Borman Robinson Company on the coast.
Uh-huh.
They was ready to buy in. Offered a couple of hundred thousand for a half interest.
200,000 for a half interest? My gosh.
Well, the Green Valley directors turned it down. Mr. Graham was against it. Wanted more money.
All right, that's all I want. Have we got the address of this firm in San Francisco, Carrie?
Yes, yeah, sure, here it is.
Right, take a message.
Oh, but listen. You'll have to talk to the directors.
Sure, I'll handle that. Time's precious. Ready?
All set.
Borman Robinson, San Francisco. Re Fortuna Mine, Morristown. Prepared, reconsider your offer, purchase half interest. If interested, send representative at once. Wire answer. Signed, W.J. Reed. All right, got that?
Yes, but don't you think it sounds a little too anxious?
I can't help that. We've got to get quick action.
Don't worry. I tell you, they'll come through. That's a good property. And if she gets going, it'll mean a whole lot of business for the Green Valley.
Oh, that's fine. Hey, how's Mickey coming along, Spider?
Ah, he's pretty sick. That there rheumatism was mighty bad. He ain't going to be fit for work for quite a while.
Oh, that's too bad. Anyhow, it gives you an engineer's job, Spider. Mm-hmm. Better than spading coal, isn't it?
Sure, but I'd sooner be with Mickey on the job. Him and me get along fine. Say, how's the red ball from the west?
Should be in here pretty soon. How's she running, Carrie?
That's 572, isn't it?
Sure, the fruit train.
She's out of Hilltop on time.
There she is, dropping it down the hill now.
Are you pulling that train east, Spider?
Sure.
Mind you don't spoil that good running time.
Don't worry. I got a strange fireman, but they say he's done plenty firing, and he's a big husky guy, too. I guess we'll be rolling into Glass Bell Yards right on the button.
Okay, and good luck, Spider.
Same to you. So long, Slim.
So long, Spider.
Hello, Brennan. You the brains of this run? How many loads we got?
44, Sam. 30
heavy grain. Ah, that ain't nothing for the 1290. Not for the east, anyhow. There ain't no heavy grades. Mostly level running.
Hey, what time you got?
1:55:20.
55:20? Huh? Check. Here, it makes no difference. We got plenty of 5 minutes. That's it. I'll go and get the order. Hey. Who's a firing for you, this tip, Spider?
No man. I ain't seen him yet.
Huh?
Oh, I guess he's here somewhere.
Okay, I'll get that firing.
You in firing for me, mister?
Huh? You the guy that put out the fire this hall?
Yes, reckon I be. My name's Porter.
Huh?
I was out Porter.
Oh.
Most folks call me Reuben, count of that being the second name. But that's how you can take that. You see, you're...
Hey, take it easy. How long you been working on this fire?
Well, I've been wiping in the roundhouse maybe 3-4 weeks now, mister.
Oh, yeah? Got any experience firing?
Experience, did you say? Gosh, I'm right. Experience?
Yes, well, come on. How long you been firing?
My gosh, dang it, mister. I've been a firing engine close on 15 years. Ain't that enough for you?
Yeah, I guess so. What road did you work on?
Well, for the last 5-6 years, I've been working for the Yellow Creek Logging Company.
A logging company? Hey, what kind of jacks have they got on that flight?
You mean, what kind of engine?
Sure. What did you think I meant? Cream separators?
Most of the time, I've been firing on the old 5-spot, mister. And I tell you right now, she's a right smart engine for a wood burner.
Holy suffering cats, a wood burner. And they send me a sod buster to fire a big T-type hog on a fast great run. That's been firing a wood burner.
Sorry, it's too bad, mister, but I reckon there ain't nobody else.
Well, okay. Climb up, Scissor Bill. We ain't got no time to argue.
Here's the order, Spider. 30 minutes on number 9. We get her injected.
Okay, and say, Rusty.
Yeah?
Hop on the seat and watch for signals. This here's going to be good. Huh, a wood burner.
Highball, Spider.
Okay, I got it. Come on, Reuben.
Yeah?
Here are the diamonds. I'll be wanting plenty of dynamite for this here drag.
Yeah, don't you worry none, mister. I'll give you that heat. Look at her. She's near a puffin' right now.
Okay. Well, here we go, out of town.
Anything doing?
Well, nothing unusual. There's a wire from San Francisco. It's an answer to that one about the mine property.
Oh, let's see it.
Here.
Oh, gosh.
Anything wrong?
I don't know. Borman and Robinson don't want that mine.
Is that final?
I guess so. They say, on account other commitments, cannot reopen negotiations for Fortuna Mine at present.
So that's that.
Yeah. I wonder if we could interest someone else.
Why not ask Judge Merritt to see what he can do?
Oh, not just yet. He sort of put this $70,000 up to me. I hate to run to him. I've got to do some thinking.
There's a message here from New York. It's in code.
For me?
No, it's addressed to the president of the Green Valley Railroad.
Oh, then it's for your father. But as I'm acting president as well as superintendent, it may be urgent. And if we can get the code, we'll see what it says.
Yes. Father's private code is in the safe. That seems to be the code they've used.
Oh, I know that code. Let's try it. It's not a difficult code anyway. They use the first letters of the words. What's the first word?
Code five letters. R-E-G-V-F.
R-E-G-V-F. Oh, that's easy. It means with reference to the Green Valley finances.
Oh.
All right, go ahead.
Next is, here you are. Better decipher it yourself. And
okay.
Here's the key.
Right. The next is, urgent, take immediate steps, secure control. Money, no object.
My goodness. Don't you see what it is?
I'll say I do. We've tapped in on the secret communications between my respected parent, Jacob J. Reed, and your father in their nice little scheme to steal the Green Valley.
You ought to read that message, Bill.
Oh, is that so? Listen, Dad thinks your father is still in Morristown. Now, tell me, where is he?
He's with Mother at Mason Hot Springs. He decided to get right away from the whole business. No one can reach him for the next 3 weeks.
All right, that's fine. Let's see the rest of this message. Draw on me for any amount using this code. Limit, 100,000. Will remit by wire to bearer credit. Get enough stock to swing control. Urgent, act at once. Ah, a nice little play right into our hands.
I don't understand. Bill, I won't stand for anything crooked.
Well, you don't have to. Here's the layout. Dad's getting desperate. He wants action. He offers to wire 100,000 to secure the Green Valley. Well, all it takes is 70,000.
Bill, you don't mean that you take advantage.
Sure I would. I'm going to wire in code for 70,000. We'll use Dad's own money to meet that mortgage. I'll give him a 3 months note for it after the meeting's over. It's only playing his own little game. What a break, and what a story.
Bill, I won't have anything to do with it.
All right, if you won't help me, just stand clear. That's all I want. If it doesn't work, it won't do any harm. But if it does, I've got that 70,000, and the old Green Valley is safe.
A strange twist in the affairs of the railroad. Old Jacob Reed unconsciously comes to the rescue. Don't miss episode 22 in The Green Valley Line.